Taylor Wallace here in Studio 1A, and I'm hanging out with Austin's Honey and Salt. They've got a new album out. It's their sophomore album. It's self-titled, and there's a release show attached to that this Friday at the Sidewinder. We're going to talk a lot more about that, but right now, let's just get right to the music. What are we going to hear first?
This is a song called Simple Errors.
Grievances, disdain, and cast the formula. I will, I will.
That's Honey and Salt. They've got a new album out. It's their sophomore album, and it's self-titled if you want to look that up. They've got a release show this Friday at the Sidewinder with Smile, Desira, and Glassing. And we're sitting here talking to Wade, Austin, and Ben of Honey and Salt. Guys, what's going on?
How's it going?
Hi. Hello. That was awesome.
Thanks.
I just want to get that out of the way. That was awesome.
Thanks.
And like, it was like about to end, and I was like, oh, and then it went on again, and then it was going to end, and I was like, oh, and then it went on. Huh, it was terrific.
Thank you.
So the sophomore album, it's self-titled, and not that that's really important right now, but in this new album, you're bringing more of your worldview into it, my homework tells me. can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. I think Austin and I were talking about it about a year ago, about like the lyrical content, because we had most of the music written. And a lot of what we do is we write the music and then kind of the lyrics kind of secondary. Not that they're secondary,
okay,
but we kind of write the lyrics on top, if you will.
Are you always just writing music?
More or less. Yeah. A lot of it's like I'll come in with, you know, a lot of the riffs are like foundation, and then we'll kind of like experiment and move on from there. I mean,
cool.
Some of the songs, like Simple Errors is a song that I had like halfway through, and then we were kind of like pushing, you know, a lot of different parts at the end of that song. But in terms of the more worldview stuff, I used to teach philosophy at ACC. So,
really? That's cool.
Yeah. So yeah, a lot of that, my lyrical content has some kind of like, you know, personal, political, kind of philosophical musings, if you will. So, a lot of that's just we wanted the lyrics to mean something and not just kind of have lyrics that are just there for that purpose. So, I think a lot of our lyrics are like not especially like on the surface, you know, in terms of the political content, but there's some subtlety there, and you can definitely kind of read in between the lines about what we're saying.
Absolutely. Yeah. And with the new album, so is it a new track you're taking, or are you going deeper into making that personal connection and kind of like, hey, this is who we are?
I think so. Yeah,
kind of fleshing out the voice of the band a little bit more and pushing the lyrical content as well.
Yeah, I think that I would write, you know, most of the lyrics, and Austin would kind of rein me in terms of writing less lyrics, because I can write like a lot and too much.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of reins me in terms of making
sure
it much more
philosophy paper.
You know, yeah, make sure it's not like a philosophical treatise
a
or something like, yeah, dissertation. So he reins me in terms of that. So we just feel like it's we can't just like write lyrics that have no meaning in the current state of the world right now, because we just don't want to be a part of that. So
well, that's got to be incredibly beneficial to you personally to be able to write everything out, even if 50% of it or more gets cut out for the final draft. You got it all down, and I'm sure you've still got like the long draft of all that stuff too.
Yeah,
and
unfortunately,
I mean, and if you cut enough of it out, then what's left could just be the lyrics to another song.
Yeah, that, exactly. Yeah, so, I mean, some of it's just like ridiculous, but
sure.
But yeah, a lot of it. I still have, you know, a lot of ideas, and they're probably gonna say yes to some and no to others, just depending on like what the new stuff we write. So, but yeah, a lot of our lyrics are I would say much more accessible than they used to be, for sure.
Cool.
And that's because I've been in Austin. Just I'll write some lyrics and send
syllables.
It to them, you know. And
it's good to have good to have editors. Absolutely. We're here in Studio 1A talking to Honey and Salt about their new self-titled album, as well as their show this Friday at the Sidewinder with Smile, Desira, and Glassing. What I found most interesting, and I've listened to y'all's music a lot, but in like really reading about what y'all believe to be about your music, I really picked up on y'all seamlessly blending disparate sounds. That phrase specifically jumped out to me a lot. Can you talk about that? What are these different influences that you're sewing together here?
Yeah, some of it has to do with where we grew up. Some of it has to do with like age differences, but I would say like, you know, I'm coming from a more like indie punk scene, if you will. So like a lot of my background is like, you know, 90s Discord kind of stuff, and late 90s, early 2000s, and punk but we all kind of really like, you know, math rock and
sure,
kind of more progressive music. And then Austin and Ben have way different influences,
like hardcore,
and backgrounds.
Post-hardcore kind of music, and always liked everything else, but that was just the music all my friends were making at the time.
Sure.
But same time, we love all the stuff that Wade's into. Just didn't grow up playing it.
Yeah, that's very cool. So how did y'all get together? You guys have been around for a while. You guys have been around since like 2009?
Yeah.
In more or less in one way or another?
Yeah, we played for like maybe a year and a half. And then our original bass player, Jacob, he left the band, and so we kind of took like a something like year and a half, 2 year kind of hiatus. And then our old drummer, Danny, we decided to get back together and look for a bass player. So we found Austin on Craigslist.
I just moved.
Yeah, he just moved here from DW. Yeah, and then we played with him for a couple of years. We put out Seams of Value, and then Danny left the band before we put out the album, which was totally fine. And then Ben, we found Ben through a mutual friend, he was actually our friend Charlie. He was a drummer, and I asked him, "Hey, do you want to play?" And he was like, "No, I don't have time, but I have this other guy who's really awesome at drums, and he just moved here from Chicago." And it was just like,
cool. Awesome. You're just picking up the little lost transplants as they come along. We're in Studio 1A talking to Honey and Salt about their new self-titled album. There's a album release show on Friday at the Sidewinder. They're playing with Smile, Desira, and Glassing. But hey, let's get back to the music. What are we going to hear next?
This is another single we just put out a week or two ago called A Nihilist Takes Up Knitting.
I love that name.
Yeah, great alliteration. Okay.
Shut the sound. Yeah.
We're here in Studio 1A with Austin's Honey and Salt. And because I want to say the name of that song, that was A Nihilist Takes Up Knitting. And it's from their new album. It's their self-titled album. And they've got a release show attached that this Friday at the Sidewinder, that is tomorrow night. And they're going to be joined by Smile, Desira, and Glassing. Guys, thank you so much for being here this afternoon.
Thank you.
You guys
are
awesome.
This is amazing. Yeah, we're having fun.
Yeah.
You can check out these two songs, this interview, and a bonus third song at KUTX.org. Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Jake Perlman. Our multimedia crew today is led by Jorge Sanjuez Leon and Julia Reese, assisted by Eddie Gaspar and Nick Griffin, and our incredible Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.